getting stuff done. I mean, you're way, way down at 90 degrees from the equator. You're away from all of this stuff here. So I was a student. I was a scholar. So what I did, I had studied Spanish before I went down there. I was at University of Wisconsin, studied in Wayne University, Detroit there. So I had studied some Spanish. But I get down to Panama. Well, I'm dealing with a gang, a bunch of people. The fellows were from Salvador. They were from Ecuador. They were from Nicaragua. All of Latin, see? So, okay, naturally, you start learning. It's coming back to you, see?
Yeah.
And so I got my Spanish back in a hurry, see? And then I thought, well, I'm going to go on vacation now. One thing Panama Canal did, they get, you have sick leave, and then you have vacation leave, don't you? You have two things. You got two vacations, so forth. Now, about your schoolings here, but anyway, so you have sick leave, you take that off the sick leave, and the other one, you get 2 weeks vacation. Well, Panama Canal didn't like to give all of that leave, and so people weren't showing up for work. Their girls were knocking off every day, all that, isn't it? So what they said, well, what we're going to do, we're going to take and fix this leave. So you have vacation leave. There's no sick leave. So whatever you have is all yours. And whenever you leave, any vacation time, we're just going to pay you cash for it, so forth. And so you don't have to worry about it, see. Well, holy smokes, and they take that. So we ended up with, and there were some other things. If you go below the Tropic of Cancer or above the Tropic of Cancer, you get an extra 5 days vacation. And if you take the ship, Panama Line ship, that doesn't cost you anything. Ship's going there anyway, so you can ride for nothing. Mm-hmm. But we'll give you 5 more travel days and so forth. So you add that thing on up. What you did, you worked for 10 months, and you got 2 months vacation mm-hmm. with pay. That's pay.
Not bad.
That's what I want you to bring up.
That's right. Now, that's what the Panama, what they did, it was all legal. Everything was legal as far as that's concerned. Nothing illegal on it. But see, what it did, it brought the people to work. Boy, nobody would take a day off and throw it away as far as that's concerned, just because they had a stomachache or something like that. They saved all their vacation.
Too much.
So the first trip, that big trip that I took, I took some trips to New York. Didn't cost you anything. Ships going there anyway.
Yeah.
So you ride up and down and so forth on the thing there. And you stop at Haiti, so forth there and on this. So you don't have any trouble on that. But what you take in on this, save your vacation. Okay. I'll take two months this year. I'm going to save that. 2 months next year. Now I got 4 months. Okay, I'm going to keep that in the bank in case I do get sick. I got 4 months vacation with pay all the way through. Don't have to worry about that. So then, okay, I got that in the bank. Okay, now here, this next year, I've got 2 years. I got to take this in here. And so I thought, well, I've got this 2 years and this. I can do it and I can build this up again and so forth. So I thought, well, hell, I'd take a trip around the world. I did. I took a trip around the world. And my paychecks, well, where are we going to send your paychecks? I don't know. I'm going to be going around the world. How the hell do I know? Right. See, so I just hold the paychecks.
Hold the paychecks.
That's right. So when I got back, I went clear around the world, started down in Mexico City. That's where I picked up my airplane ticket. And I went around the world. My wife, so forth, on the thing, and up to New York, and then we got on our company ship and rode back here, 101 days and so forth. When I got back, I had a stack of paychecks that big, and she had a stack of paychecks that big.
It's a hard life.
Paid it all. Mm-hmm. Paid it all.
That's so
just,
great.
At the Panama Canal, you just beat me. Wow. All my fancy. So, why would I want to give up a job like that?
I sure would.